Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yom. My name is Yitzchak Yat Shalom. We are now in Masechet Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Chet Amud Aleph. Taking a look at the Machloket Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon about Noten Tam Lifgam. Rabbi Meir says it's still Asur, and Rabbi Shimon says if the taste is bad, then it is Mutar. Amar Ula. Ula makes the following statement, which is a little bit strange only because Ula normally represents Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, and here he will be opposed to a machloket shishpiach l'basof pagam. The only machloket is if the original contact of the isur made the heter taste good and then it went bad. About pagam meikara, but if from the first contact it made it taste bad, divirakom mutar. Even Rav Meir would agree it's mutar. Eitiver of chaga l'ula, so this particular Rav Chaga challenges ula, yayin shafal toch adashim achomet shafal toch grisin, which is the end of a brayta. We'll see all three parts soon. If wine falls into lentils, wine of Isur falls into lentils, or vinegar of Isur falls into beans, asur. Now that second part sounds like our Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Matir, and now we assume Rahacha the Pagami Karahu Pligi. We assume here that the wine or the vinegar immediately fouled the taste, and nonetheless Rabbi Meir says asur. Tamra Ula, Chaga Lomede Yadamakam Rabbanan. Chaga doesn't even know what the Rabbanan are talking about here. Tiyuvta Kamotiv, and he's challenging me from this. Hacham askinu, what was the case in that braita? Kegon shenafal toch grisin sonanin v'yir tircham. It's a case where the wine or the vinegar fell into cold lentils or beans, and then afterwards he heated it up. Why? Nasa kemish yishpiach v'asof pagam v'asur. Because it's considered as if it first made a good taste, because when the vinegar fell into cold beans, that was good. Then you heated it up, then it's pagam, and that, we'll all agree, is asur. But either way, that means, in Ula's take, that Rabbi Shimon, even in a case like that, would say mutar, which is an extremely liberal position, and we will see about that. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Pogei Mikar Machloket. The Machloket, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, is when the first contact is fouls the taste. Rabbi Meir still says Asur. Now, we don't know how far Rabbi Yochanan went with that. Ibaya Luhu, but Pogei Mikar Machloket. So our question is, did Rabbi Yochanan mean that the only Machloket is when it was gummy kara, but even Rabbi Shimon would agree that if the first contact made it taste good and then it was pogam, it's asur. Remember, the machloket is all across the range. And the answer is teku, we don't know. Well, we're going to settle that. Amr of Amram. Of Amram, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, comes along with the following. If Shar Ita Lahad Rabbi Yochanan, is it possible that Rabbi Yochanan said such a thing for Lotanya Lapanitin? We don't have it somewhere in a Mishnah or Braita. Nafak Dakva Ashkach, he went out, meaning he investigated, and he found that none, the Mishnah in Orla. Second parak of Orla, Seor Shel Chulin, Shenafala Tocha Isa, V'yesh Po Kedei Lachmitz Vechmitza, if you have yeast, as or leavening, of Chulin, it fell into the dough, it's enough to be Machmitz, which is the shear of Seor, and it leavened the dough. V'acharkach Nafal Seor Shel Truma, Seor Shel Kila Kerem, and then some yeast of Isur. Trumar Kilakarim fell in, Vieshpo Kadeva Achmitz, and it also had the proper shear to Oser, which is enough to leaven that loaf. Asur. The loaf is still Asur. For Rabbi Matir. And Rabbi Shimon says Mutar. Now, what's the case? Mahacha the Pogami Karahu Pligi. This is certainly a case where from the get go, the taste was bad, because after all, the chulin fell in, and so the yeast did its job to leaven it. Now all you got is smelly yeast falling into the bread of Truma or Kilai Kerem, which means it's certainly no Ten Tam Lifgam, and yet Rabbi Meir still says it's Asur. So Amar Rav Zera defends it and says that's not a proof to Rabbi Yochanan. Shani Isa Oil Ba'uya L'chamea Ba'kama Isot Achirot. Dough is a different story, because even though the first leaven that went in and helped it rise was Chulin, and the second one that went in and just fouled it was Truma, it really didn't foul it, because now this bread can be used as a sourdough starter bread to make other breads rise. It can be used as leavening. So that's not really pgam. So let's see. Toshma. Now we have a breita, the third part of which, a three-part breita, the third part of which we saw invoked just a little bit ago. Seor shel truma v'shel chulin. Now you've got yeast of truma and of chulin. Shenafu v'toch ha'isa. And they together fell at the same time into the dough. V'zeke de lachmitz, v'zeke de lachmitz. Each one of them was enough on its own to be machmitz. V'chimtzu. And of course they did leaven. Asur. You're not allowed to eat it? Rabbi Shimon Matir. Rabbi Shimon says you may. That's part one. Part two. Nafal shel truma tchila. If truma fell in first, divrakol asur. Everybody will agree it's asur. Because the truma went in and was machmitz. Nafal shel chulin v'chakach nafal shel truma. But the first chulin went in and it was machmitz, and then truma fell in. Kol kerem asur. It's still asur. Rabbi Shimon matir. Rabbi Shimon says mutar. Ha'achad pagam mikara pligi. Here is a case of pagam mikara because the chulin fell in, and now the first time the truma went in, it all it did was make a bad taste. And still, Rabbi Meir, who was rabbanon here, says it's asur. And you're going to argue that that follows like Reb Zera, who said, well, it's not really pgam because now it becomes a starter bread. That doesn't work because Toshma Miseifa, the end of that braita is, that's the case we heard earlier. Asur Reb Shimon Matir. That's certainly a case where it was pogam mikara. The wine went into the lentils, the vinegar went into the beans, and immediately made a pgam. And if you want to say maybe that's the case where the way that Ula answered Rabbi Chaga, that was a case where originally it went in and the beans were cold and the lentils were cold and then you heated it up, which means it was first mashbiach, that would mean that Rabbi Shimon would say even that's mutar. Nobody could say such a thing that if originally it was mashbiach and then pagam. So that means, and we'll support that in a minute, so that means that since everybody has to agree in a case of Ishbiach al-Vasov Pagam, that it's Asur, and here Rabbi Shimon says it's Mutar, this must be a case where it was Pogem Mikara, which means that even in a case Pogem Mikara, Rabbi Meir says it's Asur. How do I know that nobody would say such a thing? V'aktani nafal shel truma t'chila, what did it say in the middle section? If truma fell in first, divrei hakol Asur, everybody agrees it's Asur, and even though that's Pagam, Ishbiach al-Vasov Pagam, because later when you put the chulin yeast in, the truma yeast now is doing is just pagam. The answer is that it doesn't matter. Hishpech vasof pagam. Everybody agrees is asur. Divrei hakol asur. Lav shvamina pagam mikara machloket shvamina. We now support Rabbi Yochanan 100%. The machloket is pagam mikara. That Rabbi Meir, even in a case where the first in contact of the iser with the heter, the iser fouled the taste of the heter, Rabbi Meir still says asur. Now, Hani Tlata Babi Diktani Lamali, what do I need the three sections of this Braita? First one is the Truma and Chulin fell in together. The second one is they fell in sequence. And the third one was the wine and the beans, etc. Bishtama Baba Deseifa Kamashlan, I need the last one because it teaches Pogei Mikara Machloket. That's what told me that the Machloket is Pogei Mikara because it's a case where the wine fell in and the beans had to be hot already, based on what we just proved. But Siata Nami, I also need the middle case of the sequencing because Ishbiach Vasov Pagam Divrei Hakol Asur to tell me that when Truma fell in and then Chulin, everybody agrees it's Asur because the first contact was Shevach. El Reishal Amali, what do I need the first case for? The case where the Truma and Chulin fell in together. Think about this. Hashtoma Sefer Lo Kamashbach Klal Asur Rabbanan in the Sefer. When the first contact fouled it and the Rabbanan, meaning Rabbi Meir, said it was Asur, Reisha to Kamashbach in Bayas, certainly in the Reisha. When the Truma and Chulin fell in together, which means its first shot was Shevach, it helped rise leaven the bread, certainly they'll say it's Asur. But the obvious answer is, Amar Bai, Reisha Rabbi Shimon Yitzarech. The Reisha is there to teach us the extent of Rabbi Shimon's position. Meaning that even when the Truma and Chulin fell in together, it's still Mutar. V'hachi kamar Rabbanu Rabbi Shimon. Here's the backstory. They said to him, Isa Zuru, Yalach Mitzvah Shtei Sha'ot. This loaf should have risen in 2 hours. Why did it rise in 1 hour? Isur, the answer is the truma that fell in. The chulin alone was enough to make it rise properly. The truma generated quicker rising, which is a shavach. What does Rabbi Shimon say? But really, both of them together caused this shavach of rising quicker. But when the bad taste that's there is also both their cause, including of the isur, and therefore it's mutar. Okay. Now, the Rabbi Shimon Litzarf had to be Isur Adi Adi Litzarf, but here's the question. In the first case, when the Truman Chulin fell in together, why don't we say the Truman Chulin joined together to become Isur and then Asur the whole thing? The answer is Rabbi Shimon Litame. Rabbi Shimon's being consistent with his own position. Afilu Isur Isur Nami Lo Mitzarf. He says even two different Isurim are not Mitzarf. Certainly, Heter and Isur are not Mitzarf, meaning if you have half a Kazayit of one Isur and half a Kazayit of another Isur, they don't come together to make a Kazayit. Not, how do I know? Oral of a kila akar mitzarfin. The Mishnah says that if you have, let's say, some oral. Remember, oral is, and kila akar are both botel b'matayim, 200. So that means, let's say you have 3,000 grapes, and you have 20 grapes of oral fall into that group, that botel, 20 grapes of kilayim from a mixed vineyard with weeds planted there falls in, they're batel. But together, that's 40 into 300. That's not batel. Rabbi Shimon, so let's say it was 10. Sorry, 10 fell in, another 10 fell in. So now it's 20 into 3,000. That's less than 1,200, and it wouldn't be batel. So therefore, Tanakama says they're mitzaref. Rabbi Shimon Omer and mitzarfid. Rabbi Shimon says they're not mitzaref because they're separate isurim. There is 150 times as much isur as heter as kilayim, and another 150 times as much, same 150 as orla. Okay, so that's Rabbi Shimon's position. And that's why when the Truma and Chulin fall in together, they don't connect, because even Truma and some other Isser wouldn't connect and join. Now, okay, so Ahu Achbara Danafa L'Chavita D'Shichra. There was a rat that fell into a vat of mead. Asrei Rav Lahu Shichra. Rav said you can't drink the mead, even though they pulled the rat out, because of the time of the rat. Now, the time of the rat is certainly no Tintam Lifkam. Amru Arbon and Kamei Rav Sheshit, so the students told Rav Sheshit about this. And they said, Neima Kasavra Natla Pasur. Does Rav really think that Noten Tam Lifgam is Asur? Because the rat certainly made the taste of the meat bad. Amar Lahu Rav Sheshit. Rav Sheshit said no. Bialma Sav Rav Net Lat Mutar. Generally, Rav agrees with the rest of us that Noten Tam Lifgam is Mutar. And then Rav Sheshit says something which is a little strange, but kind of intriguing. V'acha Chidushu. The status of a rat is kind of something unique. Why Dahamimi Smoi Yisuv Dili Inshimine? It's something that's disgusting and people avoid it. They avoid rats. And nonetheless, afilu achi asra achman, nonetheless the Torah forbade it. Hilkach, noten tam lifkam nami osir. Therefore, even though it's noten tam lifkam, it's osir, because after all, it's something that itself is noten tam lifkam. It's got a bad taste. It's a foul, disgusting thing. And nonetheless, the Torah forbade it. So you see here that noten tam lifkam is osir, but only in this particular case. They come back and attack him and say, Amr l'arabanam sheshit, elamiata litami lach v'yavish. If that's the case, that this rat just has an inherent badness about it, then it should be metameh when you touch it as a dead rat, even if it's totally withered and dried out. Alamatnan, the Mishnah, however, says metamin lachin mein metamin niveshim, that it's Mishnah Nida, that the eight shratzim are only metameh when they still have some moistness after they died, but not when they're shriveled up. So that doesn't work. So he says back, v'litamech shivchat zera tetameh lach v'yavesh, Shechvat Zera, which is also something people absolutely avoid. So it should be metame, whether it's drier or moist. In other words, it's not its attractiveness that's been the tuma. It's just the Gzeirat HaMelech. God said it's metame. Alam Matam Metame Lachin Vein Metame Niveshin also says that Shechvat Zera is only metame when it still has some moistness to it. Ella, Rav Sheshit says, Ma'id Lach, remember what's the answer? Shechvat Zera, Rachman of the Torah said, Shechvat Zera, the first pasuk on the page, meaning Ruya Lazri. It has to be something that theoretically could still create fertilization. So therefore, if it's dried out, no more. Same way, the same thing in the second pasuk. Anybody who touches the shratzim bimotam when they died, amarachmana, meaning kein motam, they have to be like they were when they died, still some life in them. So the tumah challenge, not a challenge. The matkav shimon arderav shimi challenges the whole premise because umi mois. He said rats are not so mos. Evidently, a rat was some sort of delicacy of kings in those days. Rav Shimon Arder, Rav Shimi answered his own question, Lokasha, Habadidara, Habadimata. Field mice, mice that are out, wild mice, evidently are some sort of delicacy, but in the city, those are the disgusting ones we're talking about. Okay. Now, I'm a Rava. Rava says, Hilchata noten tam lifkam mutar. No question, noten tam lifkam is mutar. Ve'achba b'shichwa le'odana mait amr Rav. And I don't understand why Rav said you couldn't drink the meat in that case. Either he holds Noten Tam Lifgam is Asur, but we don't hold that way. Imishum, because the Kasavar, Noten Tam Lifgam Mutar, or maybe he holds like the rest of us, Noten Tam Lifgam is Mutar, and he happens to think that a rat actually enhances the taste of the meat. So now, Ibayelu, the question was asked, Nafalago Chala, let's say that this rat fell into into the mead, do we say that the mead itself is so strong that the rat can't really affect its tom? It actually happened in Rav Kahana's house. If you ask Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana said you can't drink the vinegar. See, mead is one thing, but vinegar is very strong. Maybe the vinegar repels whatever taste the rat gives off, and you can't asser it. Rav Kahana did. So that's a different case. In that case, the rat was cut up into little pieces. And the concern wasn't tam. The concern was that you might actually end up eating a piece of the rat. Ravina sabra l'shiur me'avachad. Ravina said maybe the shiur should be 101 against the rat, meaning there has to be 101 times as much het there. It can't be any worse than truma. And truma, what's the beetle of truma? If one thing of truma falls in, can they get 101 of chulin? Then you pull one out and give it to the coin. The rest is mutter. So same thing here. Of tachlifa begiza the Ravina. So he said to Ravina, maybe it's more like spices of truma. To lo batel tamayo, that they're never batel, and even 1,000 times of het there is not mevatel them. So if you're going to go with that, you might go to the end and said, there's no beetle at all. The rat fell in, you pull him out, the whole thing's usser. Achai said, if it falls into vinegar, you need 50 times as much vinegar as the rat, because vinegar is strong. He said, no, with mead, it's 60. Vinegar might be 50, with mead, it's 60. And halacha is both mead and vinegar, it's 60. V'chein kol yisurin shebetorah, and the same thing is true about all yisurin shebetorah. We always measure 60 times as much of isur, of heter. Kenega the isur is mevatel the tam, or we say there is no tam of the isur, and the thing is mutar. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick it up in the next Mishnah, which is really three Mishnayot put together. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.